Declan Kerr is the PRO for the committee and also was MC last night for the big occasion. Delighted to say that he's joining me here in studio to reflect on matters. And first of all, Declan, many great names are there over the years for the overall winner, and Donegal jockey Oisin Uair, the winner for 2023. And a deserved winner. He had a really great year. Just looking at some of the stats in the UK alone, 64 winners, 70 seconds, 67 thirds. And of course, in November, that big, big race, the lucrative Bahrain International Trophy, winning for trainer Richard Fahey on Spirit Dancer, a horse which is partly owned by Sir Alex Ferguson. Now, unfortunately, he couldn't be there because he is working this weekend. He's in Dubai at a race meeting there. But a popular winner. And I suppose, as Grace had mentioned there, you know, Donegal jockeys are really making a name for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, you have not alone Oisin Uair, you have Dylan Brown McMonagall, and you have the young fella from Martin Harley, and Luke McAteer as well. They're all performing very, very well. So, listen, even for the equestrian category itself, I mean, the talent and the success of all those four nominees, or those three nominees and Martin Harley as well, it just shows where equestrian and horse racing is at the moment. And as you say, Oisin Uair actually is the only jockey to have ever won the Donegal Sports Star Overall Award, and he obviously has won it now for a second time, having also won it in 2020. And he's among a small group as well that have won the award twice. So, listen, a great achievement for Oisin, and I suppose, as you say, Chris, I suppose the standout moment of the year for Oisin Uair was winning that Bahrain International on Spirit Dancer, and of course, I suppose having the legendary name of Sir Alex Ferguson attached to it as well, just it's pretty exciting stuff. And unfortunately, Oisin, because of where he's at now, he's an elite sportsman. He was actually racing in Dubai as we were speaking, I think, last night. So, but listen, a great achievement. His father, Raymond, was there, and he was absolutely over the moon. Couldn't believe it that his son had won it for a second, the overall award for a second time. But yes, it's great for horse racing, and it just shows the interest in horse racing and the amount of work that's done in this county, because those young lads obviously came up through the ranks and the flapping races and all that sort of stuff, and the pony stuff. So yeah, it's great for the sport, and it's great for the family there as well, you know.
Yeah, bright times ahead certainly for Oisin Uair. Now, Declan, let's just go through so many awards, and as is always said on the night, you know, to be nominated in itself is a great achievement, but there can only be one winner, of course, in all the various categories. Athletics, Kelly McGrory of Tyrconnell AC had a fabulous year, and great for all connected with their Tyrconnell. Rachel Dara continuing on that great Rafoe tradition, winning the Badminton Award. In basketball, Lauren Foy of the Ballyshannon 88ers Basketball Club. Danny Duffy of Rafoe winning the boxing. Nave Connell's Martin Regan getting the Coach and Manager's Award. That's always, a difficult one for the committee to decide on. Ben McMenamin from Rafoe winning the Q Sports. And Jamie Meehan of Mount Charles won the darts. Continuing on, the darts went to Adrian Devine of Buncrana. As we've mentioned, Oisin Uair, he also took the individual award for equestrian. And then the special athlete award, Declan, always a great reaction from the audience. And again, we've seen some of these names before, but it just shows the tremendous sporting achievements. Anna Hennessy of Letterkenny, Daniel O'Reilly of Letterkenny, David Crawford of Donegal Town, Huey Sweeney of Gwydor, and Vicky McGill of the Northwest Special Olympics Club.
Yeah, I mean, all five of those achieved on the international, an international sport during the year. So, listen, for them it's very special, and they really enjoyed last night. As you know yourself, Chris, from previous years, there's always a great, when their names are announced, you know, the crowd really warms to it, and it's a really special night for them. But I mean, though all five have achieved during 2023, and a few of them are already looking forward to. I know Anna Hennessy is going to the World swimming Down Syndrome Championships now in March, and we wish her well there.
Yeah. And for people who have never been to the awards, you know, one of the great attractions about her on the night, that there's video clips and the photo stills, and this is going, there's a loop sometimes, so you can see some of the achievements in the background, and, you know, that really adds to the occasion.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Chris. I mean, it's a big part of it, and listen, we're a lot of work that goes into putting all that together, the video footage and the pictures and that sort of stuff, but that's rolling all the time, and then obviously when a winner comes up, there, if we have video footage or whatever, that's added in as well. So, yeah, that's a big part of the night, and it adds to the atmosphere, and listen, it kept the crowd entertained the whole way through.
Mm. And it shows also, you know, the changing nature of things. 10, 20, 30 years ago, the footage was always very limited, but now everybody has a phone, a camera, there's that much more available, and a lot of the achievements now are actually recorded.
Yeah, yes, listen, most of the current winners that we would have last night, we would have video footage of nearly all of those. Mm. So, listen, that adds to the occasion as well. And, listen, it's very important to have it.
Now, the next category, we're going through them alphabetically here at the moment. Gaelic football, Sean McCools's Oisín Gallan had a great year, both for his club and indeed for the Donegal senior team. I'm in studio with Declan Kerr, PRO of the Donegal Sports Star Awards Committee and also MC for the awards last night. We're looking at the various different categories and, of course, a lot to get through and want to give everybody due recognition. So continuing on with the categories and the winners last night, the Hockey Award went to Wendy Patterson of Raphoe Hockey Club. Hurling Award to Jerry Gilmore of Setanta. Erin McColl won the Martial Arts Award, and the motorcycling category going to Richard Kerr of Kilmacrennan. While motorsport, Ryan McHugh of Frosses and Declan Boyle of Glenties, they were the victors there in that category. The Para Athlete Award went to Alan Patterson of Killigordon, while the Rowing Award went to Michael O'Boyle of the Locrus Point Rowing Club in Ardrath. Save McGrath, who plays for Cook and Ulster, won the Rugby Award. And in the Sea Angling category, Orla McLean of the Loch Swilly Sea Angling Club took the honours there. Erin McLaughlin of Piemont United, who was going to Liverpool, I believe, this morning for a training camp. Well, winner of the Soccer Award. And surfing went to Bea Greenberg of the Donegal Bay Board Riders. And the Swimming Award, the winner there, Cora Rooney, who is with the Enniskillen Lakelanders. So lots of different awards there. The special guest last night was Donegal senior team manager Jim McGuinness, and certainly a very popular special guest. And indeed, his thoughts when he spoke with the audience, certainly thought-provoking. Well, just looking now, Declan, the primary and the secondary schools, I'll go through the list, but just before I start on them, very important to stress that the schools play a big role in this. They contribute, they provide the nominations, and for many of the people there, it's a really big occasion. They're mingling and seeing maybe household names, and it's all part of the occasion.
Yeah, it's all part of the occasion, and it's a great education and a great opportunity for youngsters to see the adults sporting stars who were being honoured last night as well, and of course also to see Jim McGuinness there as a special guest. But I mean, school sport has been a big part of the Donegal Sports Awards since the late 1970s. We have nine categories now between secondary and primary school, and obviously the best teachers as well. Yeah, it's a huge part of the, and it's not all about achievement. It's also about participation in schools as well. We emphasise that as well. So, yeah. Schools very much a big part of the awards last night.
So just going through the awards, primary school sports boy, Noah Maguire of Scullancashel, Glencolum Kill. The primary school sports girl went to Jasmine Barrett-Darty of Scullamoura in Milford. Secondary school sports boy award to Oran McBertie of St. Columbus College in Stranorlar. And the secondary school sports girl award to Kerry Lohry of Scullamoura in Buncrana. And in the primary school, now there's a number of different categories here. In the small school award, that was Skullmuir Derry Beg. And the large primary school, St. Angus National School in Bridge End. Primary School Sports Teacher Award, Kieran Gallagher of Skullnave Fiacra Illestrun in Letterkenny. The Secondary School Award went to Loretto Secondary School in Letterkenny. The Secondary School Sports Teacher Award was won by Michelle McDade of Crana College in Buncrana. Now, a number of other awards handed out on the night, Declan. The Appreciation Awards, Purick McGee of Gwydor United and Pádraig McGranahan of Finn Valley Athletic Club. Two well-known individuals, elder statesmen in their respective sports, and no doubt those Appreciation Awards went down very well.
Yeah, I mean, two stalwarts of their respective sports, Pádraig McGee, obviously, in soccer with Gwydor United, over 50 years involved with the club. And it's fitting that he should get the Appreciation Award this year because he's retiring as chair. He had been the long-time chairperson and stepping down from football or active football involvement now. So great for him last night. And of course, Pádraig McGranahan needs no introduction in terms of Finn Valley and athletics in general. And Donegal has been with the club since 1974. And still at 84 years of age, he's still out there coaching juveniles over at the club and travelling to events around the country. So two very deserving recipients, Chris.
Yeah, and Finn Valley Athletic Club, they won the Club Award. Another great year for all involved with them. The Team Award, Coghill Celtics, Ulster Senior League team. Probably no surprise there that after their dominance in intermediate football, another great year for them. And then we had the International Recognition Award, Declan, and a sport that, you know, very much in that minority category, the Donegal Short Mats Bulls team won that.
Yes, they won a world title in Aberdeen last year, and it's the first time that a team from Donegal had done that. So, listen, they were very deserving of that award. Four men involved there, Michael Gallagher, John Quinn, Daniel O'Kane and Eddie Kern. And as I say, they had big global success. So, yeah, they got the international recognition accolade.
Yeah. Now, one of the founder members of the whole Sports Star Awards movement, the late Brendan McDade, and there's an award in his memory, the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award. And it went to the Garten Open Water Swimmers North Channel Swim Team. So probably a hint in the name there.
Yeah. I mean, a huge achievement by them doing that relay swim from Donaghadee in Northern Ireland to Port Patrick in Scotland. It took them, the swimmers, it was a 38-kilometre swim, and it took them 13 hours, 15 minutes and 10 seconds. It was a super, super effort, and it was all done for charity for a very worthy cause, the Samaritans.
Now, a number of other awards towards the end of the night. The Sporting Acknowledgement Award, Joe Barr of Newton Cunningham. Now, when it comes to extreme events and demanding events, well, he knows a little bit about that.
Absolutely, and I mean, he had a huge achievement just before Christmas, winning that world ultra cycling event out in Florida. And it was remarkable. It was even more remarkable because in October, Joe suffered a fracture in nine places in his pelvis and broke both his hands. And to make that recovery and from early October to just before Christmas and to win that award. And Chris, 40 years ago, Joe Barr won the overall Donegal Sports Star Award. He's now 64 years of age.
Inspirational stuff. Incredible. Special recognition this year, Declan, the Donegal Dragons, and quite a story behind them.
Yeah, the Donegal Dragons was formed in 2015, and it came after the founder, Deborah Boner, heard Jim McGuinness speaking at an event, a Relay for Life Donegal Cancer Conference in 2014. That inspired her to set up the Donegal Dragons, and I mean, it came full circle last night. They won a competition last year down in the Loch Rinn Dragon Boat Regatta, winning it for the first time. And of course, for Jim McGuinness to be the special guest last night, and it was Deborah Boner who came up and accepted the award. It was quite emotional.
Absolutely. The Youth Award, Keelan McFadden, Loretto Community School, in Milford, and also runs with Cranford AC, and he's a bright future ahead.
Hugely talented athlete, won a number of different races last year at 800 and 1500 metres. Very consistent and certainly a star of the future.
Yeah. Now, the Hall of Fame Award, we knew this in advance. Tom Conaghan, long associated with Gaelic Games in the county from Donegal Town, and due recognition of his achievements, particularly with under-21s.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Conaghan will go down in history in the Donegal GAA as the manager, the man to manage the first Donegal team to win an adult title when they won the under-21 All-Ireland in 1982. And at the same time, the same year, he also managed four Masters to their first ever senior club title. So Tom Conaghan, very deserving recipient, and a big crowd there last night and a standing ovation as Tom came up to accept his award from Jim McGuinness.
Yeah. And as we've heard already, Oisín Orr, the overall winner of the Donegal Sports Star
Award. We had a shortlist of six, Chris, just for that. We had Sive McGrath, the young rugby player. We had Aaron McLaughlin, of course, who was with Piemont United last year, who won the National League. The young cyclist, Jimmy Meehan, who won the Irish Under-23 and also has represented his country at international level. And, of course, Richard Kerr, who won that National Superstock title last year. And Danny Duffy, who won a senior boxing title. So that was the shortlist of six last night.
And as always, as you know, Declan, an awful lot of deliberations and a lot going on behind the scenes before this all comes together. And, you know, if anybody wants to get involved and help out, I'm sure we always welcome an extra.
We'd very much welcome anybody that's interested in coming on board. Yeah, because I mean, there is a lot of work and a lot of different ways, and we have a very, very good committee, people that have strengths in different areas, and we all come together, pull together on it, and thankfully last night it paid off again with a very, very successful night.